straight from the rain.
Oof.
Yo, a lot of sixes, I'm not gonna lie. Let's go.
Wasters, all of you.
Looking bad for you guys this week.
God damn it.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Turning Tables Podcast. Wow. It's been so long. Don't do that again.
The gain was really high.
I'm excited. And everybody is now dead.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I'm Alex. I am your current DM. So excited to be here. Hi, Ruben. Joining us is Danny.
I'm so excited we're doing this. I've been freaking out.
He has been. Ruben.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
I was waiting to see which direction that was going to go.
That wasn't going to go at
Bell. James.
Hello?
Connor.
What are you talking about? I just saw you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
We see you.
Yeah. You know the episodes come out like 2 weeks, right?
Well, you know, I saw you guys 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. As we all know, there's a cot in my closet that James lives in.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
He's been allowed out today.
Yep. Yeah.
Just to play D&D.
Yep.
And apparently work at his job and go tend to his horse puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big pup. Big
largest dog.
Oh, guys, I'm so excited to be back. Last time, our heroes had a bit of a long rest, but they were not quite restful, considering that our heroes were each faced with their own very specific nightmare.
DM beat us up in our sleep.
Gotta do it. And you're the only one who decided to cause a fight. let's be fair. So we are picking back up the very next morning, or at least the closest amount to morning that you can think of, because, you know, time is weird and the sun, and you guys are in the middle of your vengeance trial, so there's a lot going on. Last we left off, you guys were about to enter a door into a hallway. You had picked the right door.
Oh, that's right.
After your nightmares, respectively. And there's also some tension brewing between Kraft
and everyone else,
but specifically Siegfried. So I'm excited. Are you guys ready to jump right in?
Let's get it.
All right.
It's time to duel.
It is time to duel.
You have one death row.
You have had one grave happy dad. You don't know how to act.
No. Like, literally, guys, we haven't recorded in, like, over a month, so I think we're all just like, wait, how do we play D&D?
What are these clicky-clacky things?
D&D.
There will be but one challenge.
What is a dungeon and what is a dragon? So, just as a reminder, the interior that you're in is somehow, it's very much a TARDIS, larger on the inside situation. It looked like a little mausoleum, but at this point, it's like almost like a church in size on the inside. On the north side of the building is a large dais with two doors on either side of it, and there are abandoned pews all around it, leading you to believe that while it looks like a mausoleum on the exterior, this was once a place of some kind of worship. And you guys were picking the right door.
Yeah, you picked the door on the right
of mirrors, I believe?
Yes. Yes. So as you open the door, there is a large walkway with mirrors lining the walls on both sides. Very similar to like a bridge. This is not OSHA certified. There are no handrails.
Nice.
But it is basically, imagine about a 60-foot walkway. And it falls into nothingness, like the gap, and then on the walls, there's basically like these like hanging mirrors.
Shout out to Baltimore. Hope y'all doing all right out there.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
that was a rough one.
But yeah, so that's pretty much
So you said there's no floor?
No, there's like a bridge, mm-hmm. But like think of it as just like basically marble, where it's just marble underneath it going into. It appears to be pitch blackness, mm-hmm. And then there's like almost like magic mirrors like on like guiding you down the path. Ass
dungeon hallway.
Hold on, everybody, I got this. I'm gonna use Mage Hand and put like 5 pounds of pressure on the ground.
For sure, nothing happens.
Cool. I don't know. I got nothing for that. It seems safe.
We haven't walked past any of the mirrors yet. Okay.
I have a way to get back if the floor falls. I think I'm down to test this out.
Do you want to make an Arcana check for me?
Yeah. I was going to say yes, but also I am willing to, like, take a step out and see if something happens, because if the floor falls beneath us, I have a way to get back.
I can also fly, so...
I mean, your choices are entirely your own. It's the magic of D&D.
I'll let him give it
what
a shot.
What did you get?
13.
13? You get a... this doesn't seem arcane. The walkway does not seem arcane in nature.
What about the mirrors?
Roll again for the mirrors. And anyone can do this if they want.
Nat 20.
Fuck yeah.
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
For sure magic.
Ah, do I know a school of magic?
It's illusory.
Ah, fuck.
Illusory?
Illusory.
As in we're all losers.
Yeah, it's just loser, oh, loser.
Turn around and look at the rest of the party. These mirrors make us see things that aren't there. I don't know how safe it's going to be.
You know what's real great after a nightmare? Seeing shit that ain't there.
Yeah.
Crap. What languages do you speak?
Draconic and Common.
Can you make me a perception check?
Sure.
That's not good.
That is a big O.
Mine
that's a big ass nine.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Cool.
All right, what do you guys do? I mean, if anyone else wants to make a perception check, I guess.
I did, but it was nine.
Okay, nice. Good God, guys, hold on.
Hey, you know, look, it's our first session back. What do you want from me?
Sorry, Selfless.
All right. I'll
roll shit.
Sure.
Yeah, I haven't, okay.
That was not a confident hand.
I got a nat 20.
Oh, wow! Why do you say it like that?
First roll?
That's my first roll back.
Oh, okay. Your first roll?
Real jokes?
I thought it was like a five. Yeah. Just, no biggie. Just nat 20, you know?
That was really funny.
Whoa. There it is.
Back. Yeah, you are back. Rolling nat 20 is a shit. It doesn't matter.
That's why I was so subdued, because it was like, oh, great.
Of course. You the mirrors. On the ceiling, like above the mirrors, there's almost this like illusory script in a language you don't know.
That's a great role.
Are
you gonna point that out to everybody?
Maybe keep
maybe.
It's entirely up to him. What do you think your character would do seeing a language that he doesn't know on the wall? Like, would he give a shit genuinely?
Yes, but.
Enough to tell everyone else?
Enough to tell everybody.
Okay, for sure.
I hate that I'm asking this, but could you possibly bring out the other you and have it walk across the walkway?
Ooh. I hate that other me.
So
we all do.
But it's better to send something that won't get damaged in the way that any of us would.
And if there's a minor chance he falls to his death, I think we have a better morning.
You asked for it. He's gonna snap his fingers. The great Elias comes
in. The great Elias.
So just to be clear, Elias, you do point out this text to everyone else.
Yes.
Does anyone else here speak Draconic?
Just yo.
Yo.
Just you? Okay.
Wait, no.
Please hold.
I feel like I'm going to get a secret
Elvish
message.
Elvish Chronic?
Elvish Chronic?
Yes.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that shit Raven did in Teen Titans.
Yeah.
No. Azarath. Metriel. Synthos.
Beautiful. You should be getting a text message.
He's holding it up.
Why are you holding it up?
So hopefully I get it quicker.
It's... Okay.
Well, my phone's on D&D, so that's why I didn't.
Oh my god.
Reuben.
Sir?
So you see this on, like, basically an illusory script above the mirrors on the right-hand side.
Okay, let me roleplay this. What are you about to do? Finish your thought, you were going to do.
Ha! You all look well rested. Am I right?
Weird other Elias guy Could you do us a favor and cross this
bridge? Take a walk.
Nobody commands me. I am my own man. I shall walk across myself.
I want to stab him.
You are so mighty and brave to walk this bridge for us. Thank you.
Indeed, Siegfried. Indeed I am.
Yes. So mighty and brave. Go on.
Please.
The great Elias takes... He moves the total.
Is it 30 feet?
Yeah, 30 feet forward.
Nothing happens.
Well, fuck, I was hoping something bad would happen to him. But the writing you saw up there, Elias, not the great Elias, you stay your ass way over there.
Are you all cowards? Come and join me!
Yeah, we're not cool with you. Sorry, bud. That shit says, the path that wrath leads you down is not always the right one. Do not trust the mirrors. This is not your fate.
He's Zaris.
Yeah.
You know darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you, like, drop that so all we have to do is walk straight?
That sounds sus.
Ooh.
We just close our eyes.
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
What? Zaris did not meditate on that particular spell.
Fuck.
Do we see the end of the walkway?
Yeah.
How far is it?
60 feet.
And what's down there? Just another door?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Cool.
Okay. Well. Considering the Great Elias has already crossed, and Siegfried is a little still reeling from the dream,
mm-hmm.
he's just going to look at everybody, shrug, and run.
Okay.
Jesus.
As you run, make a wisdom saving throw.
There it is.
Somebody had to do it. Oof. Ah! Damn. That's a dirty one. It's a dirty one.
Well, it would...
Not that one.
It's a dirty one.
You are fired, sir.
Oh, no, you get a
you
plus
get
three.
A bump.
Yeah, so it would be a dirty
Sorry,
four.
Sorry, dirty four. Does that help?
A filthy, dirty
a
four.
A filthy whore.
Filthy yeah.
four.
You're dirty four.
You dirty whore. Four.
Four.
Shut up, you four.
You as the... Okay, hold on. Bring it back.
Say, I'm talking. We need to come back.
Uh-oh.
She's rolling for shit. I don't like
that. I know.
Okay, so as you are running, you feel this, like, intense desire to look into the mirrors.
Great.
Now, I will say, because you are dashing, and you feel this urge to look at them. So I'm assuming you have 30 feet of movement?
40.
Okay. So you get most of the way there just on your action. So you can make it to the end
yeah.
with a dash action
yeah.
If you wanted to. So I would say probably more towards the tail end of you just like feet are hitting marble, like just like you are booking it.
Yeah.
You feel your eyes kind of like almost unwillingly like against your will glance at the side into the mirror, and you just feel yourself come to a complete stop, like a halt.
Okay, but
and
even,
you feel entranced to look into the mirror.
But even with the dash, I'm still not at the end.
No, because this is happening like kind of simultaneously.
Okay.
Yeah, like so. It's I would say it's more towards the end, so it's not going. This isn't going to affect you as deeply.
Okay.
As deeply. But remind me, do you have something that prevents you from being charmed?
Rage.
Are you raging?
Hold.
You didn't say you were. So I'm gonna...
Hold? Hold?
Okay.
I wanna say...
And you're like the Hulk?
Yeah.
I'm always angry.
I'm always angry. Hold on.
Dress up in a rage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always raging.
For some reason, this feels like a good time to just rage.
Right. For no reason whatsoever.
Stupid mirror! Oh! yeah, so I can... Yeah, I can be charmed.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, so I will say...
At this moment.
At this moment.
Okay, so you like kind of look and glance at the mirror, and you... see yourself sitting at a desk with someone cowering before you, begging for forgiveness. You do not at all look amused as you brutally and without remorse stab them in the chest.
Wow.
Like, there's this haunted look in your face. Your face is gaunt, and you look older than you are now. And just your eyes are just without remorse and full of rage.
Metal.
And you are effectively charmed until next round, technically.
I'm going to say before any of that happens and he takes off, Amon's going to throw his hood on and also like chase after him.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You also are pretty quick-footed.
I can use cunning action to dash and still have an action.
Sure, anyway. For sure. Yeah, but go ahead and make me that wisdom.
Is it for charm?
Yes.
Because I have advantage on those saving throws. Woo, it does not matter. 13 on both. That's 16 total.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that was still cool with the 2 13s.
Yeah. Yeah, you also rolled 2 4s at the beginning of the week.
But I deserved it. It was late.
Okay, so very similar. You're like hot on Siegfried's trail. You are right behind him. I would say the speed in which you're running, your hood kind of flaps back a little bit, and also same thing. Like, he like stops, looks to the right, you stop, look to the left. You see yourself drinking at a bar, going to Mage Hand coin out of someone's pocket, but your magic fails you. Despite all your roguish traits and backgrounds, you've become too dependent on the gifts you've acquired, and you're overtaken by large, angry humanoids who take you to the back alley.
I don't see anybody I know, right? It's a kitty.
Just in the bar.
Yeah, there's also a cat in this.
The best moment of my like ass kicking is me seeing a cat. I'm gonna blindly attempt, because for a message I have to basically point in the direction that the person is. So I'm just gonna guess, point towards where I think Zaris is, and say, for the love of God, don't look in the mirrors.
Okay. Beautiful. Zaris will follow forthwith. Wisdom save. Should know my own character stats, right?
Maybe. She's an elfy girl. She has advantage.
She does have advantage on that.
That'd be nice.
Fey ancestry, let's go! She also has a +3 on this, so...
Me too.
That's ass.
Nice.
Just like all of us.
Let's go. Welcome to the charm. Back.
That was a 4 and a 2.
Oh, jeez. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Wow.
So similar. She doesn't even make it very far before, like, she just, her head whips to one direction, and she is also harmed.
What's the little penguin just walking around?
So I'm gonna look at Elias. Like, so it's just me and Elias left in the fucking.
Well,
Elias is in the middle somewhere.
Is he already at the end, or where is he at?
So he would be 30 feet down the bridge.
Okay.
How long is the bridge?
60.
Okay. So, kind of seeing what's going on, I'm gonna ask a DM question here.
Okay.
So. I have a priest pack.
Okay.
Within that priest pack is a blanket.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure. You trying to horse your way through this?
I am going to...
He's like,
he's blinders
like,
on.
He goes like this. I'm chilling.
Yeah, I know, right? I am cold. No.
I guess
with... So, Elias, the real one, is going to blind himself with the blanket. And then... He's going to swap places with the other Elias.
Okay.
Which is 30 feet down.
That's smart, yes.
Dope.
And then once I do that, which I believe is one action.
I believe so, yes.
I'm going to use the remainder, like my movement action, to move 30 feet.
Are your eyes still covered?
I have a general sense of going forward. Like straight.
Sure. Have you ever tried to walk forward with your eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay. So you understand what I'm about to ask, right?
Go ahead.
You have to roll for it.
Go ahead.
I get it.
I get it.
As soon as you guys switch places, I'm like with the gold knife.
fuck? Why are you here?
She's like, you know what I'm about to ask you? Yeah, I'm right here with you. Right here with Chili dog. Right. No.
Tacos.
Yeah. 42. Yeah.
No.
You just didn't ask the right questions.
I know. Yeah.
Go ahead and make me an intelligence saving throw to see if you can like mentally align yourself. Okay. The DC won't be very high.
But
I
have zero intelligence.
Hey, that is the ropes. But you gotta have faith.
Oh no! No!
Was that a nat one?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, the dice giveth.
You run the gamut in your first two rolls. You go nat 20, nat 1.
Never mind.
Like, I would love to give you the hop action this time, but
yeah, I was gonna
can't see you.
Also, generally speaking, you need to declare help actions before someone rolls.
I can't see them anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
It don't matter. I wouldn't. Yeah,
we're stuck in our la la pants right now.
Do it again. Let's see how bad it is.
My ass kicked in the back alley.
Let's see.
4.
Okay.
It's not good.
It's not good.
That's really not good.
Okay, this is actually taking a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
As it usually does.
Well, it was also like a, you guys were scared of the door situation.
Always scared of the door.
I mean, it's a door.
Whoa, do not lump Siegfried in this, all right? He's like, fuck it, it's a door, let's go.
Right. No. I meant, that's a reference to a previous campaign I ran.
I am scared of the doors.
Always. Anyway.
What did Jim Morrison ever do to you?
The lid.
He's mostly Morrissey.
Tell me what happened.
Tell me. What's in the box?
What's in the box? Okay, there, bring it back. Okay, so Elias, as you, your eyes are covered as you attempt to move forward.
Off the grid.
Yeah.
That's... You somehow step on Amon's cape, and like your foot slips out from under you, and you start to fall off the side of this bridge. Now, I will ask for a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck, is he
moment.
He's 30 feet?
Yes.
Fuck, can I, I gotta look up the abilities of this.
Okay, you look that up. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw to try to catch yourself.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
What?
Fuck!
Does this affect what's happening to me? Catch your, I don't know.
No.
Okay. I don't know Thorn Whip right now. If you fail, I'm going to try to Thorn Whip you back towards me, or at least 10 feet. But
is Thorn Whip an action or a bonus action?
It's an action.
Okay.
I haven't gotten into the hallway yet, though.
Right. So, yeah.
We don't.
Well, you're not going to use it!
Oh, phew. Let's see. That's just a 12.
I only have one left for the day because I didn't get a full rest. Can I flash a genius that?
Sure.
That gives you a +5 to that, so 17.
Do you have to, like, touch him for that, or is it just a thing you do?
It's a reaction for me.
Very good. Okay.
It's a dex saving, right?
It's a dex saving throw.
Yeah, so it would be +5, so
17.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah. Okay. Miraculously. Like, almost as if you can feel Kraft's hands, like, grabbing you and, like, almost pulling you up. You're able to shake the blanket off your face so you can see where you are. As your blanket falls into just inky black nothingness.
My blanket. My blankie.
Did you just say your blankie?
No. Not at all.
Kraft's like, can I rescind that stroke of genius?
How does Gold Elias feel about losing the blanket?
Yeah, like, Gold Elias says it.
He's like, no, Mr. Snuggles works.
It's like, only a matter of time.
You do catch yourself. You are hanging off the edge of a bridge, like literally for dear life, and there is nothing under you.
Fuck.
Nothing conceivable under you. Just like nothing. Yes.
Can I cast a level 2 spell slot in Misty Step
Absolutely.
To the unoccupied space 30 feet in front of me, which is the end?
The
that switch. Was an action. Yeah. This is a bonus action.
Ah, yes. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If you want to do that, fuck yeah. I love it. Incredible. So you made it across, skinning your fucking teeth.
Yeah, and like, as I missy step, I'm just gonna go. But can you open the door?
Oh, there's a door.
Yeah.
You're doing that to nobody, by the way. All three of us are charmed.
Crash at the end of the hallway with his thumb up.
Yeah, except for Crash, he's at the other end of the hallway.
Good job, bud.
All part of the plan.
Sure.
All right, Crash, what do you do?
Fuck.
So like, that, and you did use your action.
Or I used reaction for Flash of Genius.
Oh, okay, very, okay, cool.
Well, Judas Priest. Okay, so are the mirrors all the way up the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, so I can't fly over them. Can I fly under them?
Again, it's also like, sure.
No, I don't like that sure. It scares me a lot. What do I have? What can I do?
To be fair, the saving throw isn't that bad. Everyone just rolled kind of bad.
I rolled 16.
You rolled...
That's kind of bad.
That's kind of bad.
For you guys who roll advantage.
Yeah, you did roll with advantage. Yeah.
So yeah, one first level spot left. And one second level spot left. I guess I just gotta go for it. I'm gonna... again, on the spur, the back of my spurs, ignite my boots and fly, and I'm gonna start to go as far as I can. Take action to
hell yeah,
sprint across or fly as far as I can.
All right, make me that wisdom saving throw.
Heart of the cards.
I will say, in this moment, before, don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me.
Okay, I'm not.
Don't react. That's not good. I am going to say, Chuck will give you advantage in this moment.
Is he hiding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he sees you go for it, and he's just like, I got you, bud.
Who the fuck is Zal? You have where are you from,
you
partner?
Actually don't know where he's at.
Yeah, right? He's at home.
I got you, bud.
Who the fuck is this?
I'll explain later.
Thank God. I needed that.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you had a positive reaction or a negative reaction, which is why I was like, shut the fuck up. Let me give you that
first roll... It's a wisdom save, yes?
Yes.
The first roll is a nat one.
Oh, this is God.
Now a 19.
Okay, I need you guys to start rolling a little better.
No.
No. Beautiful. So you save. You're able to withstand the mirror's trance, and you're able to make your way across easy peasy.
So yeah, I fucking, not baseball slide, but like double skid across as I come near you. Land.
Okay, cool. So Zara saves. She's like able to like kind of like shake it off, and she's like, okay, gotta go. Siegfried, make me another wisdom save, please.
Okie dokie.
Please.
Dominus.
Hubba dubba dubba, whatever he says.
Hubba dubba dubba.
Nat 20.
Yay!
Let's go! I would say on a nat 20, because I have to honor a nat 20, you shake it off, and like in your rage, like a stone you have in your pocket, you chuck it at the mirror and it shatters, and you're just like, fuck you, and keep going.
Nice.
I'm on.
So the question I have, is it still advantage, or because
yes.
I'm all, okay.
All right, well, I think that's fair.
That wasn't good. Please hold. That was worse. Nah, your boy's still stuck there. It's a 12.
Yeah, you're like, you are horrified and
getting my ass kicked.
You are horrified just like witnessing basically after that, just like downfall after downfall of like you becoming too reliant on your magic. Mm-hmm. And it fall like creating a great disservice for you in general. Mm-hmm. So anything you guys want to try to do to like get him out of it?
We could just start
pick me up.
How? Yeah.
You guys are right. We're right next to each other.
Yes. Yeah. So can I pick him up?
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna try to pick him up.
Okay. You're charmed. So I'm gonna say, from a mechanics perspective, roll a strength saving throw at disadvantage.
Great.
You want to fail? So.
No. Yeah. No. It's fine. That's a 2. No. Okay. 6.
Great.
Sorry.
Your base strength is what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you pick him up.
Oh, let's see if he rolls a 1.
What the what?
That's D&D, baby.
I rolled a 2.
Dude, I rolled a 2.
Oh my god. Look at you, kid.
I'm lightheaded.
Oh, bro. Why would you do that?
Because
I need everyone to know that Ruben did that, and and James listened.
He didn't. I know. I didn't. You didn't have to do it.
I did it anyway.
But you got to add a modifier to that.
Yeah. Well, no matter. He just needed more than one.
He rolled more than one.
All right, because he rolls a seven and I rolled a six.
Yeah,
so.
I did.
Okay.
Dude.
All right. I was like,
oh, okay. I was like, oh,
sure. D&D. Gonna fall into the abyss.
Basically, I know we rotate, but I'm not the DM right now.
Now one, listen to me. Now one, I want to pick him up, throw him over the edge, and then I want to jump.
You would have done like a diver pose, just like
RKO with him. Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
I got him. And go segment with the steel chair.
Watch out. Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, shit.
Tell him so, but...
He's broken in half.
He's broken in half.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Stay on target.
Oh, that was so good.
That was great, guys. And thankfully, I don't edit these, so I don't have to worry about it.
I do.
That's why he's like, get it together.
It's fine. You got it.
I've been scooped.
Alright. And you can roll one more time with advantage, and yeah.
Do the right thing, hopefully.
Hopefully.
There you go, dirty fucking 20. That beautiful. Filthy slut of a 20. Town bicycle 20.
That's it. It's tough. It's a tough what session rolling? When we're saying, we're cursing our dice.
Town doorknob.
Okay, beautiful. You've all shaken out of it.
Cross the bridge.
You're good. You are all now in a 30. It's a 10-foot wide bridge. So you guys have to be two with one person. Anyway, however you decide to organize it, who's opening the door?
He was there first.
No, I'll open the door.
Beautiful. It's unlocked. You enter a chamber that seems to exist outside of time. The air is heavy with a scent of age-old incense, and the faint flicker of ethereal flames casts a soft, warm light that dances across the walls. The walls themselves are made of rough stone, each surface covered with intricate carvings depicting symbols, constellations, and scenes that hint at ancient prophecies. At the far end of the chamber, an imposing mural stretches across the wall, and it depicts a celestial event with a crescent moon veiling a huge radiant sun. Around this central image are smaller vignettes that seem to tell a story. Yet the details are somewhat obscured as the mural itself just kind of has fallen away to time. What do you do?
I'm just gonna roll perception to see if there's anything.
Sure.
I'm gonna have to point out this owl. Whose owl is this? I ain't never seen this owl. He spoke to me.
14?
I'm sorry?
14? Oh, I get plus 3, right? Yes?
No. This isn't a saving throw. This is just a perception.
You're a saving throw. I got 14.
Your mom's a saving throw.
Nice. Yeah.
14.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You got a 1?
No.
Oh.
AI divine sense.
Absolutely, yeah. Take a sniff.
Smells like?
Taking a sniff.
Trade.
So what does he see with 14?
Smells like
it's a. You can kind of gather it's a story of tragedy and loss and somehow like a path to salvation. Hmm. Kind of like the history of Malphed.
In this room?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What does he get?
Yeah. Let's resolve.
Yeah, it's 60 feet, right?
Yes, in front of me.
You get a little whiff of something.
What is that something?
I'm dead.
Nice. I would like to roll history on this alleged story.
For sure.
Yeah, can I roll religion?
It's 14.
Yes.
I would also like the real history if it's plausible.
How far is Zars from me?
Three. Probably just like right behind you.
Your boy's got a plus 8.
He's gonna take up the sending stone. There's something not right with this room.
27.
Holy shit.
I have plus 8 to history.
Goddamn, everyone's hitting.
Plus 12 to lasagna.
the Italian.
Vividi bubbly.
Oh, vividi. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, so.
Pause.
Fuck! I have to edit these things.
I know, it's really funny.
Okay, so let's resolve this. We have a 27 and then
six.
A 6.
On religion.
On religion.
Nice.
Okay. this is not your world. This is not your lore. This is not your religion.
Oh, you're bad. Go back to bed.
He goes to sleep.
Okay, what did you roll?
I got a 19 plus 8.
On history?
History, yes.
Okay, so this story is basically the lore of what you've kind of gathered about the Inquisitive Visitors and a little bit also of... the various creatures that specifically reside in this level. Specifically, I should remember the lore of the things I've written down. We have an
Exodus.
Right, thank you. I was like, I kept wanting to say Ignitus.
That sounds dope, too.
I was like, no.
Saving that for later.
Write that down. Exodus the Hungry and kind of just the beginning creation of where you are. Is there anything particular you're looking for that you would like an answer to?
Shit, what do I want to answer to? Is there anything about... Is it specifically this terrace, or is there anything about, like, above terraces?
With the 27, you definitely get the vibe that, like, this is, like, a glossing over. Like, this is, to put it in, like, biblical references, this is, like, a glossing over of Genesis, but it goes a little bit deeper into, like, later, like, stories.
Okay, so there's a little hint to that, but, okay, in that case, is there anything about killing Exodus?
With the 27, you get the vibe that, just that, Exodus can be killed.
Okay. Is there, like, you said it's like a mural, right? Is there any type of depiction of what it actually looks like?
Unfortunately, no.
No, just kind of, like, references to it?
Yes.
I need to resolve one more thing with Divine Sense.
Okay.
I need to know the location of these undead.
In front of you.
Nice.
That's it.
I don't have to be specific.
So we're in this room. There's a big mural. He's sniffing something.
He's sniffing around.
Is there like another door or where? What's the exit layout?
There's a staircase.
A staircase.
Okay. On the other side, like a stone staircase that like kind of in the way in like a medieval castle. Like you go into a hall and there's an immediate staircase up.
Okay.
Yeah. This one also is, goes up as far as you can tell.
I smell dead people. All the time.
They're everywhere. Alright. So as everyone's eyes kind of sort of wander towards the front of the chamber, there's a mixture of curiosity and apprehension that you kind of feel like you were supposed to hide here and this was no accident. Against the north wall, a row of stone statues sleep, their arms crossed over their chest with unseeing eyes that gaze into the distance. They are surrounded. Basically, there are 5-foot pathways that lead directly to the front of each statue. And there are long reflection pools on either side of it coming up about 30 feet. So I would say this room is also about 60, 70 feet long. About 60, 70 feet wide.
Interesting.
So there's statues and a staircase.
Statues are, like, there's 3 statues. There's reflection pools in front of them. And to the left side, there's a staircase. And the staircase is accessible through these pathways in front of the statues.
What do the statues depict? What do they look like?
Just, like, weary, old... human men with like someone kind of has like their arms crossed and they have a flail in one hand. One has a sword that they're kind of holding in front of them. Just very regal.
Are these pools, is there anything to signify that these pools are connected to the statues in any way?
Roll me an arcana check.
Can I do that with them?
Sure. I mean, you can either roll on your own or you can give him the health action.
You roll on your own.
I'm going to roll on my own.
There you go. I got a 4.
That's a 21, baby.
Hell yeah. I mean, they're connected in the same way that, like, this was a monument clearly built to these 3 statues. Mm-hmm. so in that way that they're connected, but like in an arcane sense, hard to tell.
Oh, one more roll. I'm gonna roll history to see if I recognize any of these.
Sure. Can I give them the help action?
Sure.
I mean,
it's 19.
Not that you can tell. Cool. No one you really jumps out to you right away. Yeah.
Just some people.
I say we go up the staircase.
Yeah, I'm good with it. This is a cool room, but we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, sure. We don't want to be surprised here by anyone or anything.
Thumbs up from the kobold.
Okay, so
yeah, Zaris will take up the end of the line. I need everyone to make a stealth check, please.
God. What's stealth? Let's go, baby!
23! Nice!
11!
Wow.
I can't roll anything but ones and 20s.
Oh, nice. What? A nat 20?
Nice.
What?
That's crazy.
This is okay. A nat 20 and that one. I got 11.
You have 11? Okay.
15.
Okay.
This is crazy.
So this is coming down to Zaris.
Oh, God. Come on, Zaris.
Can I give her the help action?
You can, because she has disadvantage on stealth rolls, so
that's
this is going
to
be...
to give her the help action.
A flat
roll. Why? Is she using is she leading with her fucking heels?
No, her armor.
Oh.
She has psych armor, yeah.
She's a clinky girl.
Yeah. Okay, so, as you guys are walking across, one of the statue's eyes kind of begin to glow in, like, a way that... is definitely, obviously, not normal for a stone statue to be glowing. And Zaris, in this moment, becomes very entranced by what she's seeing and kind of starts to walk towards it. And she reaches out to touch the stone statue.
Can I stop her?
You, where did you say you were in line?
In the front.
I was in the front.
Okay, she's in the back.
Damn it.
I'm gonna reach out with Mage Hand and kind of like grab her by like the back of the collar and pull.
Sure, go ahead, this would be a contested strength.
Can I help?
No.
Not from the front.
Damn it!
It's fucking cocked. I'm sorry. It's actually cocked.
Yeah, that's cocked.
It's 11.
Okay. So she kind of like, almost like you feel a burst of arcane magic as she brushes her hand behind you and kind of like pushes you off.
Oh, great.
Hail. I'm going to look forward. Everybody go, help!
I'm going to...
She touches the statue.
Damn it. I didn't.
Where?
Sir?
Wow. I just want to know.
Where are the dolls?
Yeah, show me where I touched it. Show me the doll.
Big,
can we get
AC
this?
Claws!
No, like, his, like, the face.
I'm kidding, you don't have to.
His clavicle.
Literally just, like, just on the shoulder.
Right in the scapula.
Touch.
It isn't an episode of Turning Tables without at least several SpongeBob references. So upon investigation, one of these statues, the one that Zaris is investigating, is a dusty humanoid. And there's this rumble and gravel starts falling from the ceiling. And it sounds like you've just woken them up. I need everyone to roll initiative.
You said them?
The other two statues?
Oh, you said them.
Elias rolled an 8.
So did I also rolled an 8.
Rollies?
Okay.
I'm on with a 15.
Let's see,
who has a... Okay, so everyone hold your fucking horses.
Holding horses!
20
to 25.
15 to
19. 18.
Okay.
It's going to be you or me. Every time it's going to be you or me.
Usually it is.
Okay, 10 to 15.
15.
Okay, what's your dex?
Plus 5.
Okay. What did you get?
8.
Elias? Okay, and what did you get?
I also got 8.
Who has the higher dex?
I have a plus 4.
Plus 1.
Okay. Brad?
He's not a flippy boy.
I concede. You have bested me.
Thanks.
Oh.
I'm also 3 feet tall. So, I'll take my wins.
Open up some...
Just run underneath Elias' legs.
Bye!
You think you're gonna go before him and he's just...
Later, sucker.
Yeah. That's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Power slide, dude.
Fucking Call of Duty slide underneath.
Kicking it off first. This creature.
No.
The rock kind of like he kind of shakes. It's almost like he was like sleeping underneath it the whole time, and nice. He just kind of shakes it off. And you see this. Basically, he does look almost human-esque, but undead in a way that is deeply unsettling. And somehow also has armor, so...
Nice.
But yeah, like, undead, like, in various stages of decay, and because Zarius is the one who touched him, he is going to attack her.
Sealed for your flavor later.
Yeah. I love fighting my own characters.
Future Ruben, can you please insert the Gargoyles theme here?
You got it, bud. Future Ruben, goddamn.
Okay. What's... Okay, that's a hit.
Oh, that's on Disney Plus.
That's a hit.
Dude, Street Sharks. Street Sharks, anybody?
Yes.
She's hitting herself.
Yeah.
Don't hit yourself. Why are you hitting yourself? Okay, she takes a hit.
So I ring out.
Yeah, hold on.
That was a fatty dude.
Hell yeah, dude!
That Elven Chronic, I knew it!
I know, Elven Chronic.
Yeah, in one hit, in two hits, she is less than half her hit.
She's already bloody? Yeah. Jesus.
Fuck. Alright.
Well. So that's.
This is what we're
doing. His turn, and he's going to shove her out of the way and head towards you guys. And on that note, it is Siegfried's turn.
The fuck, he is going to do that. Siegfried is going to yell, it's bonking time, and he's going to rage.
Beautiful.
How far away is the statue?
I'm sorry?
Statue.
How is
far I would is say statue? At this point, probably like 15 feet.
Okay, very far. So, doesn't matter. I'm going to bonk him.
Hell yeah.
Bonk number one.
Yeah.
That is an 18.
Nice.
That hits.
Nice.
She wants to be like, ma'am?
No, I forgot. To be fair, just a little, like, keep it above table, but, like, that is his armor class. So I was like, just tie goes to the runner, right?
Yes, tie goes to the runner.
Scared me.
Ooh, that is... 18 points of damage on the first hit.
You're adding the bonuses I gave your axe, right?
Oh, what are the bonuses?
+2 to attack, +2 to damage.
Okay, so then that, what did I say? 18, that's 20.
You have an enchanted thing.
20.
Oh boy.
And if he has magic, their magical resistances, they overcome those.
Beautiful.
20 on the first hit.
And how much was that?
20.
Okay.
That's gonna hit. 17 on the back.
Okay, fuck yeah.
And...
Twas a good ball.
Damage number 2. That is 9 + 4. That is 13 points of damage on the second attack.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That is all I can do, and I will be attacking 3 times next time around. I am the dude.
Hell yeah. Amon, what you doing?
All 3 of them are awakened and shaking shit
off? Still one so far.
Cool. I'm going to cast Sacred Flame on the one.
Fuck yeah.
Dex saving throw, please.
Don't touch the others. The hell?
That is a 14.
Does not save.
Do it.
That's not. That's 9 points of radiant damage.
Perfect. Alright.
You also have the healing stabber.
Oh, I remember. I was like, oh, let's start stabbing people for healing. Start shaking sick for
ideal healing damage.
I'm like, ow, ooh. Ooh, ow, ooh.
And for my bonus action, my bonus action, I'm going to light up my flame rapier in case one of these motherfuckers walks by me.
Hell yeah. Beautiful. So that is your guys' go. As you shoot off that a spell attack, the water in the pools around you starts you see ripples in the water. And out of the water crawls seven creatures. Seven undead creatures that are just like waterlogged and grotesque, and they're bloated and pieces of their scalp is missing. And none of them can really speak in any discernible way. You just hear, like, think the zombies from Zombie Island. Scooby-Doo Zombie Island.
Okay.
Because it's terror time again.
Very good. as they come up around all of you, let's see. How am I going to do this? Okay. Two are going to make attacks on Elias.
Question.
Yes.
Since they are coming into our circles out of the water, is that a reaction for us?
They're not. No, because entering someone's area isn't. It doesn't trigger an opportunity attack.
Except for him.
At one time.
And it's leave, and it's only when you're leaving, unless you have
Sentinel, like this creature.
It's not Sentinel; it's Polar Master.
You, that you. Guy, whatever this is.
Yeah,
broken shenanigan he did to himself. Cold cuts.
Gabagoo.
You motherfucker, you. Paul, yeah, this way of slicing up the garlic real thin, like with a razor blade.
When it would hit the oil, it would just evaporate.
Okay, what's your armor class?
I love that.
My armor class is 18.
Okay, hits.
I'm gonna hit something first, right? I'm gonna smack something.
Do you want to use your reaction to do that now?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Because if it's advancing on me, I can stop its
movement. Yeah, okay, let's resolve it first.
Cool.
There's two. Which one?
There's two?
Yeah.
Whichever.
Okay.
The left one.
Sure.
Pick number three, my lord.
Number three!
Three more!
13 on the die. Should I apply anything?
Yeah, probably. Oh, no, you're good.
Okay.
So that one hits? Yeah.
Cool. Sweet.
Let me see.
How do I play D&D?
Cool.
You've deuced them.
I know.
How do I Dungeon the Dragons?
How do I Dungeon the Dragon?
I was gonna say, it's a D10, right?
Yeah.
There's only one dragon, you have to dungeon it.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. 10 points. 10 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And it cannot move. Yep. It's zero.
Now, if you stop its movement within your area of effect, he can still attack you. Right.
All arms have reach.
If he hit, because he can hit from 10 feet away.
Right.
So if they have to be 5 feet, then one of them can't.
Did
get
you
to them.
Right? Did you wait until they were like because basically the way I was envisioning it is they were coming out of the water within like 5-ish feet of you.
Okay.
Stab him.
I'll take the hit.
Stab him.
Well, I was gonna say with Relentless Avenger.
Sure.
I can move up to 15 feet immediately.
Okay.
When I hit with an opportunity attack, and so I'm gonna move that 15 feet to a flanking position outside of the reach, maybe.
These
second.
Were you
thing.
Planning on doing that, or were you just?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Cool. So those two come out of the water. One of them cannot move. The other one, since you move out, is going to go after Amon instead.
He's a slide to the right. Amon's like,
Fuck. Nice. Where are you going?
Just stinky leg.
Dude, Tropic Force fucking slaps.
It's pretty good.
Sorry.
Okay.
At a moment.
And what's your AC?
17.
Okay.
For now.
He steps back and puts it on Amon. Take the one that wronged you. It was him.
But he did it.
Okay.
He said, "Your mommy have no nipples."
No nipple having, bitch.
Okay, that's a hit. That's a hit. That's a miss.
Excuse me while I cast shield to bump that AC up to 22.
The first two still hit. They were both really high.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I'm still burning the shield.
Yeah.
Because I was 7.
Unforge.
Fuck. All right. Go ahead.
That last one.
What you doing?
Hold on. I have to get some D8s.
I didn't tell you before. I'm gonna I'm immune to most damages, so...
All of a sudden.
In case you didn't.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Okay, so you take 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you need a con save, please.
Got it.
Oh, no. And you were famously not within
10
feet of our paladin boy.
I failed. It's a 7.
Ooh.
Okay.
Unless that saves 5.
I'm sorry?
I said unless that DC is 5,
unfortunately. These grotesque, drowned creatures reach out and grab you, and you realize as one of them reaches out to grab you, they're covered in these blue boils.
Nice.
And you are under the effect, it is called blue rot.
Okay,
now I need to write down blue rot.
So you grow grotesque blue boils on your face and neck. The victims of blah 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 blah.
Slided that,
dude.
Roll me a d4, please.
Oh no, this added effects.
It's a 3.
Okay, in 3 hours. So within 3 hours, your con and charisma scores decreased by 1d4 each.
Oh god!
Wow.
Then
minus 1d4. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this is quickly followed by a fever and tingling in the extremities. An infected creature is vulnerable to radiant damage and gains the ability to breathe underwater.
That sounds, I mean, that charisma's gonna hurt, but that con is...
That sounds like the side effects of medication.
Basically, so probably after this, we'll say it starts going into effect. After this combat, it goes into effect. And you roll the save at the end of a long rest.
Okay.
So it lasts through a long
rest.
Jesus. Wow. Okay.
Don't get hit.
Cool.
So that is those three.
It's three.
So there's three left. Two's going after Siegfried, one's going after Kraft.
Fuck.
Okay, that one is a fucking miss for Siegfried.
Two misses.
Two misses.
Yeah, let's go.
Three.
Let's go for three.
Two twos, dude.
Go. Shout out to the two crew.
Best crew.
What's your AC, sir?
It is 18.
Okay, it misses.
Siegfried, I don't want syphilis.
So they all swing and they miss. So, okay, I'm just for my own.
I don't want D&D version of syphilis.
Yeah, this is C syphilis.
Syphilis C.
Syphilis C.
He's seen it before, that's why he's running away.
Like, oh.
I've seen that
on a 4 on
Trigger.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Over on the island.
Particular. A particular place.
Coors.
He just tosses Amon like a bottle of like pirate penicillin.
Yeah, dude.
You'll be fine in a few hours.
Let him sleep it off. Crap, it's your turn.
Okay.
He called it.
I only have one use of my turret. But
oh,
I guess,
fuck, you didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep well, yeah. So I guess I'll use it now. I will slap that bad boy down and flamethrower configuration.
Ooh.
Yeah, is that considered a range attack?
It's considered a ranged spell attack.
Okay.
Yes.
And, yeah, go for it, dude. These are very easy to hit. I will, like, two people.
It's actually, they got a roll save. So as many in a 15-foot cone as I can get.
Okay, yeah, I would say you can probably get...
As many as I can within a 15-foot cone.
Okay, I'll say you can get the yours and then the two that were... Well, where were you in the line?
I was probably, second to last before Zaris walked off.
Okay, I'll say in that case you probably get 4.
Okay, I will take it. They all have to give me saves, please.
Fuck yeah. What kind of save?
Dex saves.
Okay. Does anything over 20... What's the save?
It's 18 to save.
Okay. Or that's an 18 on the die. One fails. One super fails. And that one saves.
Okay, so all the ones that fail will take full, the ones that save will take half.
Cool.
Fire damage, if that matters.
Yeah.
16 fire damage.
Yeah, dude. Good use of that spell.
And then that was a bonus action. So the turret slams down, flames out, and then as soon as I put the turret down, action, pull out my little multi-tool, slam it into my pistol grip, firebolt the one directly in front of me.
Fuck yeah. Hold on, let me do... So...
Dude,
Tell me when to go.
I need to do some math real quick. So you said 16, right?
16 fire damage.
Okay. Hold on. I have to fucking do math. Hold on.
Yeah, how dare you?
I know. How dare you make me do math in this math
game?
I'm
sorry I'm making you D&D.
Okay. So let's say that one.
Yo, this is really fucking good.
Yeah.
It's a tropic. Mm-hmm.
So just for reference, so okay. Everyone knows.
I'm a little sick. I don't know if you want it.
Yeah, you sound a little snuffly.
Yeah.
For the sake of everyone knowing, he got the three that were next to Amon and the one that was right next to you.
Sweet.
They're dead?
Siegfried. Or not Siegfried, crap. No, they're not dead.
Okay, just on fire.
Yes. How many were there?
Huh? He hit four, and I think she said there's six.
Because basically, you're in the front, I am at, and then he said he was towards the back, and you also said you were towards the back. Yeah. So, I know we're playing Theater of the Mind, so it's a little bit hard to visualize. But the way I picture it is you lock and load, you turn, and you get all the one that was right on you, and then the ones that were right pretty next to him on. Okay.
Sounds good to me. That, okay. I'm going to shoot the one in front of me.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it, we ball.
That's 18 on the die.
That hits.
Shoot him. Right in the face.
Is this a ranged attack?
It is technically a ranged spell attack.
Okay, what's the total for hitting again?
18 plus... a lot.
Okay, then you're fine.
All of the numbers.
What's it called? The multi-tool thing I use gives me a lot. But I'm not thick, so if I get hit, I will die.
Only thick with one C.
Only thick with one K.
That's a lot of...
Nine.
A lot of noise over
there.
That's
a lot of dice.
I get to roll three D10s. 15, 20...
Fuck yeah.
24 fire damage on that one directly in front of me.
Yeah, dude. Incredible. Okay.
Is he still there?
Yep.
God damn it! Yeah. So as soon as he pulls the gun out, shoots him right in the gut, because he's only fucking hip height, and he's still there. Fuck.
God damn it.
Elias!
Okay, so...
I'm sorry. Was that your go?
That's all I got, yeah.
Okay. With that 15 feet... I would assume that I'd jump actually closer to the big bad as opposed to the tiny guys.
So you jumped back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you went to the stony boy? Stony boy.
Okay, yeah, we can say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the future, if you specify in direction, let me know.
I know.
No, it's fine. I should have called it.
Towards the strong man.
The strong man.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, first order of action is to I will be using one action to cast Bless.
Okay.
I will cast Bless on myself, on Siegfried, and on Amon.
Okay.
Nice. No, what is it? A D4.
D4.
D4 to attack rolls.
Also, or any other.
Attack saving throws or checks, I believe?
It's not checks, it's just saving throws and
attack. Attack roll or saving throw.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Then, I will bonus action. I will bonus action and summon my Echo.
Okay.
The Great Alliance. And
I
will
like
play him.
You have dubbed the Great Alliance.
I know, that was new.
Who said that?
Well, I did.
And actually, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
And he will be 15 feet in front of me, behind the undead.
Okay, like so you guys are sandwiching
the cronies. Yeah, yeah. We're sandwiching.
Okay.
You know, real Elias is towards the big bad. Echo Elias is in behind the undead.
Okay.
Things. And that's really it for me. Those are my two actions.
Okay.
Bonus action and action.
Yeah. Sounds good. Beautiful. At the top of the round, our big bad.
Wait, Zarus, is it going?
Zarus is charmed.
Ah.
Great. I will roll for her to break it, but
God damn it, Zarus.
Oh wait, she rolls with advantage, I forgot.
Nope. Even with advantage?
Price. Sure about that?
She really likes it.
Are you sure about that?
Beautiful. Okay. Let's see. Oh, damn.
For once, Zara doesn't have her shit together.
It's what happens time. when she, aka me, is pulling double duty.
Not enough yoga.
Not enough yoga. Alright. Let's see. So, in the line in front of him, getting you, Amon, Kraft.
Nice.
And Elias.
No, Siegfried's, Siegfried's right up on him, because he hit him.
Oh, yeah.
So, everybody in the club?
Everybody in the club getting this. Touchy. I need everyone to make a dex saving throw.
Okay. Heart of the cards. I fucking missed the
nice tray.
Ooh, gotta be in the tray.
Thank okay. God, that's better.
So I'm gonna roll this
D4. Okay, whoa, so shit. We get
a D4, right?
It's right by your
butt.
Yes, we get a
D4.
You three.
Oh no.
Ooh, plus three from him, too.
Yeah, plus three from him.
Yeah, I don't think I'm close exactly enough.
So we already decided, we said
it'd be a D4 and plus three.
But he moved up on it.
Yeah, but I'm not as close as you.
No, you're not, but he's by me now.
Good
by the
for you guys.
Anyway. So.
So Elias, with everything, rolled a 19.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
It's like 27. It's okay. A lot.
17.
Okay. The only one. Fuck. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
I was not in the fray. I was out here by myself.
Okay.
Oh.
Just capping people.
I was trying to.
I have a fun question.
Yeah.
Do all the little shits get this too?
Some of them do.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah. Great question.
I was actually going to get to that point.
I was going to say, if they're going to give me fucking cock rot, then they're going down.
No. everyone who saved takes 17 points of cold damage and take 34.
Oh!
This was a cone of cold.
That's fine. I'm okay. Ish. I'm alright. I'm not bloodied yet.
Wait, what was it?
Nine. Trade,
cone of cold.
Nine is half. If it's half, it's
seven.
Nine.
What?
No, but it's cold damage.
No, that was only half.
Yeah. What was it, 17?
No. It was 34 total, so 17.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah,
so
half.
No, yeah. I can't half it because of rage, because it's cold.
Yeah. It's cold damage, yeah.
It's not anything.
And you guys are lucky because I rolled with digital dice on
that. Thank the gods.
Digital D.
Zero.
Huh?
Taking zero.
Oh, you're using
evasion.
Evasion. Is that a, like, every turn thing?
Once per turn.
Okay.
Which is fucking broken.
Right. Okay, cool. So, unfortunately, also, all of the ones that you would hit, because they're within 30 feet of him, they roll saving throws with advantage.
Nice.
Like a little guys?
Yeah.
Good for them.
You sons of bitches.
Okay, that's a save.
Stomp the shit out of them.
That's a save. That's a fail. And that's a save.
You will fail.
You will fail.
Go fuck yourself.
Kraft, the one in front of you, turns frozen solid.
Thank God. I mean, I'll take that. You know what?
Movie, dude.
I'll take that. Like,
so whoa. That one's out. You're six left. Yeah. There are six left, and that one, like, is frozen. And, like, let's just say you, like, reach out with one of your little tools and tap it, and it just shatters into a million pieces.
I'll take it. 30 points for a killed enemy? Fuck it.
I'll take it. Yeah. Yep. You fucked that guy up. Be certain. Okay. I think that's it for his go.
Fuck is that the big bad?
Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Hey, fuck that guy!
Broke his couch. What's your name? Ezekiel. Fuck you, Ezekiel.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Okay, let's see.
Tony!
Tony!
That is his go. It is now Siegfried's turn.
Yeah, biggest boink.
There is two on me. The little guys?
On you, yes, there are two.
Have they been damaged?
No.
Okay. Well, fuck it, I'm hitting the big guy.
Cool.
Fuck them. Small fry. He's got bigger fish to fry.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's not like he hasn't had the clap before, he can handle it.
Nice.
Second one! That is...
Yes, yes,
17 plus 19
yeah,
plus
hits.
2, 19, yeah.
Yeah, that fucking hits.
Right. You gotta add your blessed to...
Their armor class?
D4.
I don't need to, but...
Alright, bro, I'm just saying.
Okay,
I like to roll a
here,
dice.
Here.
I like to roll dice.
Two.
That's why I drive up here. Okay. I like to roll dice.
You just have seconds to spend a spell slot to do it. Humor him.
You lost the bond, so you can roll a D4.
I got a 17, plus your bless gave me an extra 2. Plus the 2 to roll, extra roll gave me the, so I'm like, 21. You happy? God.
Blessed.
Anyway.
Roll that damn, it looks good.
Yeah.
Attack number 1.
Get it, goddamn.
Okay, 9 plus 2, 11 plus 2, that's 13 for attack number 1.
Okay.
Attack number 2. That's pretty low. Whoops.
Bless.
Oh, yeah. And now you remember.
4. Nice. So that's 14. That's 18.
Okay, that hits.
It was more, but 18.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now it helped. Woo! There we go. That is 19 points of damage.
God.
Fuck yeah.
And the second attack, third attack. For my frenzy. Oof, that is not great. That helps. 15 plus 2, 17. No, that doesn't hit, right?
Mm-mm. Damn.
That one misses, but yeah.
Okay. Hey, you still did some tasty, tasty damage.
That's a lot of damage!
That's a lot.
That's a lot of nuts!
Okay, so let's say...
We're killing Ruben.
You're killing your father.
You're killing your father.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, awesome. The at the end of your turn, he's going to take a legendary action.
Oh, God. Of course he is. Fucking of course he is.
Unfortunate there.
Fucking asshole.
He's gonna firebolt you.
Yeah. Sure let's just get used to that. I feel like that's gonna be a lot of
moves
at this level.
For the audience,
it's not good. It's not a good thing.
I heard from a guy.
Okay, that's...
That told my sister's
yeah.
best friend's dog.
Okay. Can't hit.
By 2, so you got one for your sister?
You take 10 points of fire damage.
He dusts his sort of shoulders off.
He's a little crispy now.
Yeah.
Burn some hair off him.
And
my furniture!
Ah! The furniture! Amon, it is your turn. What are you doing?
Okay.
And is there anything else you want to move or do anything like that?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep in.
Okay, for sure.
Bonk is there any side of this big bad that is within 5 feet of Siegfried but away from the little shits?
What do you mean?
So, like, if Big Bad is this,
sure.
The Siegfried is here,
sure.
And I'm, like, right here,
sure.
And there's little shits, uh-huh. Can I be here and not be within striking distance of the little ones?
No, you because you took on 3 of them, if you move, you will take 3 opportunity attacks.
I can Starlight Step and get the hell away from them.
Absolutely.
As a bonus action, but that's why, like, is there somewhere I can end up where I'm not near them, but still within 5 feet of him?
Yeah, because there's 2 on me. I would assume they're all kind of behind me.
Yeah.
And then I'm right here and Big Bad's right here. So if you went...
On the other side,
you wouldn't be by that.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to be within 5 feet of him so I can sneak attack, but also not near those.
Yes, you should be okay.
Cool. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to attack him with the Flame Rapier. Cool.
Yeah. Punch him in the face.
Just because we want to know what it is. 21. It's a dirty 30, everybody.
Dirty 30.
All right. So here's the 6 sneak attack with the 1d8. Please hold.
All right. Jesus. So crunchy.
All right. That's
like 80 fucking dice.
That's 10, 20.
Them rogues, bro.
6 plus 8 is 34. Please hold while I give you the fire damage.
Okay.
38 points of total damage.
Beautiful.
Woo! That's a big hit.
Yeah. He's heartened, but he's still swinging.
Could I roll an insight check to see how healthy this thing looks?
Sure.
Wrong dice. Insight, you're decent, right? No, that's a 12.
Seems hurt.
Cool.
Lots of ouchies.
Ouchies. Okay, beautiful. Not enjoying that at the end of your turn.
Did you hit him in the head?
Did you
bunk him out here dealing 3 points of damage? Nice.
Okay. He is going to move.
Oh no.
Oh no. Wait.
He's going to use his move action and he moves his speed without provoking opportunity.
Ah, bullshit.
Sorry.
He moves what?
How many? He moves his movement without making any opportunity attacks.
I don't like it. The big guy.
Sorry.
The big guy.
The big guy.
The big guy.
Dude. So he backs up out of everyone's radius.
Don't like that.
Mobile!
So.
Fuck!
That is his second legendary action. You guys are still making him use his legendary action, so you know.
I'll take it.
Yeah. It is now the little guys.
Oh no.
There's still one on Elias.
No.
3 on Mon, 2 on Siegfried.
There's not any on me.
Oh right, because they moved.
You see Stylite stepped. They all get the hug, Siegfried.
Which Elias is it on?
Where you were standing originally and they followed you, so probably the you.
Okay.
Elias, OG.
The OG.
Oh, right there.
Elias. Yeah, IRL. Elias.
3 are on Elias, 3 are on Siegfried. They're all going to make swings.
That's science. That maths.
I had two on you.
You did have two, and then he moved, so one of them is on.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You welcome this challenge.
Bless you.
I don't want to stop this.
Honestly, I would have killed for that bless on that scene.
You have bless.
I didn't have it when I had to do the saving throw.
Oh.
What do you got? The syphilis.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? The syphilis.
The syphilis. Yeah. Cloud.
Alright, first one, those...
Not looking too good.
The gonna herpes syphilis.
Huh?
So when he got the gonna herpes syphilis.
The gonna herpes syphilis.
Gonna herpes syphilis.
Okay.
Some Isle of Lucy shit? I mean a Benjamin.
For Elias first, you take... So it's 3 attacks.
Jeez.
With their unarmed strike and all 3 hit.
Ooh.
Judas Priest.
Sucks.
Sorry.
This sucks.
That
sucks.
I need those d8s.
Why? Why are you like this?
Who are you?
Deal d8s?
I blame Marcus.
23 points of bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw. Can you be poisoned?
Oh, no, you can't.
You can't, right? You're immune to disease. I'm sorry.
It's disease.
Yeah. Go ahead and make me that DC save, the con save, please.
Con save. Yes.
Or no, you can... After. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't think this is going to be very good.
No, it's not.
It's
oh my gosh.
It's a 5, 6, seven, no, it's an 8. 4.
What did you roll?
An 8.
Fuck.
Okay, I need to look up the exact verbiage. Jesus Christ.
The verbiage?
The verbiage.
That's a word.
That's words.
The verbs.
The verbs.
Too rough, I mean.
How much damage?
23? Sure, let's say that.
About 5 dicks full.
5?
5 dicks full.
Oof. You missed the... I'll tell you later.
Interesting.
Me, Alex, and Savannah were dying. James is thick.
What? Oh, yeah. I remember the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to make a call. I'm going to say, yeah, this is a disease. And since you are immune to disease, I'm going to say it doesn't affect you. So even though you know deep down that this disease should have been affecting you, for some reason, you're able to just shake it off through your divine senses.
Celibacy, my friend.
The power of virginity gives the purity.
Oh, wait, no, it's Amon. You're the one with the
clock. Amon fucks.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Your evil ways let the evil results.
Canonically, Amon fucks, in case anybody was curious.
I wasn't.
Oh, Judas Priest.
Alright, beautiful. Hold on. Da, da, da. Okay. For some reason, I cannot hear myself at the current juncture. Oh, because I turned my volume down. I was like, why can't I hear myself? Okay.
Are the voices not overwhelming, like, for me?
Beautiful. So those are their turn, and it is Siegfried! Time for you to catch these hands.
Come at me. Undead bros.
That is a nat 20.
Oh my god, why would you say that?
Okay, we'll deal with that in a moment. Okay, 15 doesn't hit you, does it?
It's 15.
That's your armor class?
I don't wear armor.
That's a 19.
Variants.
What?
The other one was a 19. So all three hit, one's a crit.
Critical.
How do I want to flavor this?
Combo breaker.
Who's hitting him? Who's hitting him?
The little guys.
Zombies.
They just hit me.
There's six of them. Three of them hit you. The other three are hitting our guy here.
Okay.
I successfully avoided the one.
Blasted him, though.
Okay. I had to, though. There's no way. I'm already 50 points.
Where's my other phone?
I'm 53, dude. Getting fucked up.
Just roll the d6 instead.
The d6?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not as good with those.
Exactly. You take 30 points of bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a con save, please.
That's 15.
Is he closer to me now? Is he within my range?
I'll let you call it. Yeah, if you think so.
Sweet, this is good. It's 14 plus 8.
Yeah, you're good.
22.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You also managed to kind of like shake it off.
You're no syphilis like, for this guy.
Yeah, you're just like, I've been on the high seas. I know what this looks like. Okay?
His immunities are actually fucking taking over. He has so many antibodies.
Yeah. How many chicks?
Let's there go.
I had crabs when it was real.
Yeah.
Like actual crabs on the deck. can I move my turret? My turret has 15 feet of movement, enough to optimize how many more people I can get in the 15-foot cone.
Sure.
Okay, so I have him do that. In the same action, he will fire off the flamethrower.
So are you trying to fire the flamethrower and only hit the little guys?
Yes.
And miss them?
Yes.
You know what? Let's just make that a straight luck roll.
Okay, d20?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to borrow your rolling for a moment.
Oh, you're going to do it?
You're going to roll it in front of the board. You want high.
Hold on, let's clear this boy out.
Oh, no. Let me...
I can't roll. That is so far away. Put it right here.
Oh, you're going to roll it?
Yeah, I'm
going to roll it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
You want high, okay?
Yes, okay.
Oh, okay. It was so close. Tits.
Thank you. Okay, so let's say
it was an 8 for those at home.
Yeah, sorry.
It was an 8, and she used her bad d20.
This is my good d20.
I want to see what that was. 19.
That sucks.
That's tough.
You shouldn't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
I know. Play dumb games, get dumb prizes.
Play stupid games, win super prizes. Okay, I'm going to roll a d4. Evens, you hit both. Odds, you just hit one, and I'll let you pick which one you hit. Okay, odds, you only hit one, and you get to pick which one.
What if I position it that I also hit Siegfried?
What do you mean?
Because there's like three on him.
Yeah, I mean, there's three on both of them.
I'm saying, but if I position it so that he also gets hit, well, I get three of them instead of just one.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. This is payback for earlier. Ooh. I've been drinking a little bit, so I'm a little loosey-goosey when it comes to it.
It's a few bugs.
Yeah. I'm just going to yell out, duck, as they fucking flamethrower your direction.
Yes, dangerous.
Yeah, so I'm hoping me yelling out will trigger his danger sense.
Sure.
You don't need to yell out. I'm looking like right there.
This I can little see tree it with just... my eyes.
So, downside. Downside is a DC 18.
Okay.
Dex save. Okay. And also the three Gora that are on him.
Okay. They, because they're within 30 feet of the big bad, they roll with advantage. What's the save?
18.
What kind of?
Dex save.
What?
Dex.
Dex. Word.
That's not gonna... no.
You have a d4.
I know I do.
Saves.
That is not gonna...
Okay. Well, I hope I roll low.
You said 18?
Yes.
Okay, they all save.
God damn it, Napa.
So now you just hit me.
I mean, they're gonna take half.
That's a lot.
They rolled high!
That's a lot.
19 fire damage. Half to...
10?
10.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, because we round up.
Word.
But I guess you'll just take the 19.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
But then I will shoot one near Siegfried also. Whoever's looking the worst.
It's not, that's not an action? Or is this a bonus
the
action?
The turret is a bonus action.
Okay. Cool, yeah. Pick one. Oh, here.
Number three, my lord.
Sure. Yeah, third. I actually did roll a three.
14 plus a lot.
You should have. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Look at that, a crispy stick. For throwing him against the tree. Giving him a concussion. And, yeah, and bonking him in the church.
Yeah.
You bonk more than that. This.
Well, we'll see. Firebolt also going to be 15, 16, 17. Flat 20 fire damage.
Fuck,
so one
yeah,
of them.
Dude.
Nice.
Somehow, for the person who's hanging on by a thread, you're doing so far.
Sorry.
Anything else, sir?
No, that's my whole turn.
Awesome. Elias!
So, where's the big guy now?
He is about 20 feet away from Siegfried and Amon, who are both, like, kind of surrounding him.
And where am I?
Probably right in the mid, like, probably in between. Like, he moved out of everyone's area of effect.
I'm scared.
Or out of everyone's, like, personal space.
Okay, can I mentally command, which is no action? I don't think, yeah, it's no action. I'm gonna mentally command my Echo forward to his, like, get us close. It's 30 feet, so, like, use all that 30 feet to get close to him.
Sure.
That's it?
Is that, are you going to do anything else? Or?
No, yeah, okay. I'm definitely do. And I'm in striking distance from there? Cool, sweet.
Well, your Echo is.
My Echo is, yeah. Exactly. That's a bonus, I think. That's cool, though. That's fine. okay. Let's make an attack roll.
Okay.
But let's use... I'm going to use a fighting style superior technique.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And hit him with some trip attack.
Fuck yeah.
So...
Oh, he could do that. It's been a while.
So I'm adding... Let's see. I'm adding a lot. So I'm adding a D8 plus a D6. Hold on. Wait. There it is. Cool.
Well, you're rolling two attacks first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is... Oh, wait, no, this is on top of my... Sorry, I'm, like, forgetting.
So okay. You roll the d20 and the d4 because of Bless, and then you add other things after.
Okay, great. Cool. So this is that attack.
Are you kidding me?
That is a nat one, guys.
What? Use another die.
Is it the metal one?
It's the same one he's been using.
No, it's
the
yellow one.
The yellow one rolls well. It's like Beast or Famine on the yellow one.
I know, clearly. You need more dice.
Yes, you do.
You really have more. 13.
Okay, 13. You just missed.
My fucking weapon squad.
Okay.
Lucky number 13.
Missed. Okay, cool. So that was the trip attack.
which didn't do anything. So I'll make a second attack.
You can have those.
Please use something.
I'm gonna use the metal.
No!
He's doing it. What is this for? Your trip attack or second
this
attack?
This is just a second attack.
Okay. Second breakfast.
Yeah.
Second breakfast.
The second.
Oh my god!
Let me just throw. Well, that wasn't the. That was not the
D4 fell, everybody.
Yes, the D4. Cool. So that's a 19 without modifiers.
Okay. Don't use any, just chuck it.
It's over here.
I was going to say, just nobody step on
it's
that.
It's under the table.
Metal D4.
Yeah, that was
basically a caltrop.
I know. What do I have on me right now? I have Bless, and then... Oh, yeah, and there was the Echo. Okay, cool. So
I got
I'm gonna smite this turn. I'm going to use some Smitty Smite level 1.
Yeah, dude.
Smite.
Yeah, so remember, you get an extra one because he's undead. So
yeah.
You get 3d8.
Exactly.
Like Hollywood undead.
Exactly. Well, no. But, yeah, exactly.
Look, hey, younger Ruben fucked with Hollywood undead.
I get that. Younger Connor did not. All right, let's go.
Older Connor does not.
Not great.
Currently, most people do not.
And currently, now, yes.
Before, most people did not.
No, that's not true.
Okay. That's very true.
This is a conversation.
Yes, different show.
Different show.
Yeah. 8 is 21 points of damage.
If you have the amount of
time, we can talk about it.
21
points
of radiant damage.
Y'all are talking over the damage. Shut the hell up.
It's 21 points of radiant damage.
Yeah. God damn.
Would you hit the big guy?
I hit the big guy.
Yeah.
From the Echo.
Yes.
He's got the power of God and enemy on his side.
Yeah. And there it is.
Beautiful. Is that your go, sir?
That's everything.
Okay. At the top of the round with our big dad.
What about Zaris?
She's...
Stop forgetting your girl.
She's still fucking charmed?
Charmed.
God damn it.
She can't roll out of it?
Huh?
She can't roll out of it?
How do you know I'm not rolling for her?
I don't know. Well, you're not telling us.
You're not asking.
Look, we're concerned.
We look just asked.
She's like, she's like daytime television and she's charmed. Okay?
Top of Zilround. The Skull Lord, upon seeing...
Oh, that's what he is? Fuck!
Fuck, I know what that does.
Upon this attack, which hurt the shit out of him, he is going to raise a finger and cast Finger of Death on Elias.
Oh, God.
And that's where we're going to end this week's episode.
What?
Before we do this... Golden Elias? Elias? Because Golden Elias is the one that hit him.
Old Elias.
Oh, yeah. Real Elias. He has eyes for trickery.
Hey, man. Fuck!
So,
damn it.
Tune in next week as we resolve a Finger of Death spell attack on our paladin
Elias
boy.
Elias got fingered.
Elias?
New podcast, Elias got fingered. Jesus Christ.
Whatever, he's not a sinful harlot like the rest of you.
I know, yeah.
So join us next week while we resolve that. In the meantime, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. I have missed this so much.
Hell yeah.
If you like what you heard, please make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And also leave us a cheeky little review and rating. It does help other people find this podcast. I know we're relatively small in the world of TTRPG world, but the fact that anyone's listening means the world. So thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
If you want to stay up to date on all of our podcast shenanigans, we are on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. That is Turning Tables Pod on Instagram. You can find me, your current DM, on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I also host another podcast on the network called Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about scary movies. It's a great time. Everyone here has been on it. Long live Trash Month, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Danny, where can the people find you?
Howdy, before I plug myself, I just want to say, I think was it March 2nd, was it a year since we put our first episode out on
really?
This episode of this fucking podcast. Let's fucking go. That's exciting. We know we missed a lot of weeks, but still, fuck it. 1 year of this podcast.
I like that when we initially planned this, we're like, if we time this right, it should take exactly a year to get through all the
all of it.
Oh, yeah, no, it was
we're,
not
we're about happen. Halfway and we don't know that for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, you can find me on Instagram at RatChild714, on Untapped, RatChild714. My other show on this network, Hops and Notes, it's Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram. Yeah, that's all I got. Ruben, what's up?
What's good? Like you said, my name is Ruben. If you want to follow me anywhere, I am on Instagram at REC Matrix. I am the blue collar sad boy. I like the gym. I like raccoons. I love music. Just come give me a follow if you like any of that stuff. And I just want to say, guys, since he brought it up, I really enjoy doing this with you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
I would have never done this by myself because it's one person and I can't DM a group by myself. So it'd been physically impossible. But but the group here we have has been outstanding and stellar. So I just want to say thank you to each one, every one of you. On other news, I also have another podcast called Plot Armor Plus. I've been very much lacking recently and posting on that feed because I just recently got a new job and a lot of my life is being reestablished.
Also, he's ready. Promotion.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Promotion.
So, but also the previous lead up to that job, you were never home, so.
I was never home, so yeah, I literally spent the last month before this last job in Arizona, so no time to record. But Ruben in Space will be back. And best believe more episodes will be returning to that feed.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's all I got.
James.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. No, to kind of hop on with what you said, this is the second time that I've ever had a campaign go longer than a year. So congratulations, everybody. That's really awesome. Yeah. I'm really happy and excited because I also love doing this. It's been, to date, my favorite campaign so far.
Oh, fuck yeah. So
fuck yeah to that, and everybody listening, thank you guys for spending a year with us. That's crazy. I can't even believe it's been a year.
When he texted us, I was just like, there's no way. And I was like,
That's crazy. Yeah, dude, I can't believe it's been a year. That's insane to me. But for the plugs, I am also on the Horrible People's Network as one third of the NPC Gaming Podcast.
Fuck yeah.
You can find us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We talk about gaming news. We predict stuff that keeps happening, which is very strange. And we talk a lot of shit on Microsoft. So if you like gaming, go give us a listen. It's a lot of fun. And I also have my own solo podcast called The Retired Mosher Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. It's just me. I have my first guest, which is my buddy Wyatt. Just talk about music. I talk about my life. I talk about my dogs. I talk about anything and everything under the sun. The first episode was deeply personal for me. And then everything after that, just kind of me talking about life and how I view it. Go give that a listen. I am also trying to juggle some crazy type promotion stuff and then raising a horse dog. So
big old dog.
Big boy.
So I haven't been as frequent with it, but I'm trying to get back on a weekly release. Anyway, go give that a listen. Yeah, that's it.
Connor? Cool.
Yeah, I can't follow that. I just looked up Finger of Death, and you know what? You know, a year is a really long time.
He's like, now it's time for me to go away.
Yeah, I think I'm done, guys. Yeah.
You know what? This has been fun.
It's been fun.
Well, you survived Shatter.
Or disintegrate.
You survived.
That's crazy. The craziest spells is always happening.
Yeah, I don't know what Finger Death does. I'm going to look it up after.
It's been wild, dude.
Yep. It's been fun, guys. I guess we'll never know.
This is our last episode.
No, don't say that. Knock on wood.
Never know.
Knock on wood. We're good. We'll be back.
Anniversary dice shake or what?
Yeah.
I dropped a whole fucking bag. I dropped like 8 dice.
Let's go.